right, you guys. I was watching Bachelors in Paradise, and I like this character, Chad. Okay, season one, I was giving him the benefit of the doubt. I like him. Maybe he's a black sheep. They just, you know, when it's 20 guys against one, you know what I mean? Of course you're going to fight back. Of course you're going to be an asshole. Of course you're going to be a douche. But in this season, here in Bachelor of Paradise, he had a you know, people love a redemption story. When a guy said that, people love a redemption story. People love vindication. And he was, and then this is good. When you watch the show, it was like I was really observing. This is good. Number one, they didn't know him, but they was excited to know him because he's known as the villain, the black sheep. Some of them, even the girls, was like, "We're gonna try to convert him. He's probably a sweetie under all that." They were excited to meet him. They were excited to meet him. You see what I'm saying? It was weird. So when he came and everything, and the drinks were the flowing. You see. And they all was having fun. Even, you know, it was a weird moment, but they allowed it. And the woman, Lace, allowed it because she was off the rails, sort of kind of a black sheep, a hurricane. They call her Tropical Storm Lace, Tropical Storm Chad. They getting together. So they both was, you know, dysfunctional, little crazy and stuff like that. So as Chad began to drink more, things begin to turn. She allowed some bitches to go through. She, because it was fun, she allowed some bitches. She allowed some bad behavior because she's a bad girl. Let's repeat. She allowed some bitches to go through. She took some bitches, meaning he called her some bitches. And some bad behavior, meaning he would slap her and she would like it, and she allowed some of that because she's a bad girl too, you know what I mean? But as he was drinking more, you see, he just called her too many bitches. And now, after so many bitches and bad behavior, and things begin to turn, meaning she felt threatened that he was going to get more, because he's a big guy, that he was going to get physical with her, she backed off. But what made her back off was her defenses came up, meaning she got emotional. Her defenses came up. Her subconscious came up and made her emotional. I'm done with you. Get away from me. I'm done. This is really powerful. If you just follow this, I'm done with you. He was like, "What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? I'm done with you." And she couldn't put into words why she was feeling that way. But the people surrounding her already put it into words. You know, he was roughing her up. He was losing control. And he just said, "Way too many bitches." Okay. And then probably, you know, she was backing from him. And because Lace was friendly and nice earlier, she was consoled by some of the women. And then this is good. Some of the men were interested in her. So she's surrounded by some love. And they put the words to how she was feeling. Don't you get it? So when she backed away from him, she was within a group that consoled her. Okay? Made her feel better. you see. And but she do have strong feelings for Chad. She was at that point. She has strong feelings for Chad. And you can tell because the camera's positioned right when it happened. You see what I'm saying? She sat, or Chad sat right next to her. That was the spot for him to apologize. That was the spot for him to apologize. The camera, there was nothing but 2 feet away from each other. She was behind him, hurt. And he was just sitting there drinking. And it was awkward because it panned in both of them for about 2 to 3 minutes. She was waiting for an apology. All he needed to do was backtrack and say, "I'm sorry." And because she had strong feelings for him, she would have accepted it and tried to see the change. You see, she would have accepted it and be like, "Don't do that again." In other words, see the change. But guess what? He did not do that. This is good. At that moment, he should have apologized to her. And if she accepted the apology, you see, she would have told the rest of the people, he's okay, he's apologized. But because he did not do that, she got up and walked away. And he continued spreading the poison. Because Miss Blonde Girl defended you disrespectful to women. Why? Because she heard, everybody heard all the bitches. But it would have been okay if he apologized and she accepted it, right? But because he didn't apologize and she didn't accept it, you see, that did not happen. Now those bitches are a problem. So Miss Blonde Girl with the no arm confronting him, "You disrespectful to the women." Okay. So he says something really horrible about her one arm. You know, really horrible, very disrespectful. Okay. I don't remember what he said, but it was across the line. And he said it in front of others. He said something crossed the line. He went over the line. And he said it in front of others. Okay. He said it in front of others. So she was like, "I don't want you here." And she stormed off. And then when she made it to the house when no one was looking, she started crying. And all the others began to get up and leave. Okay. So the scene cut off and he's trying to get back with Lace. But, you know, she was like, "Get away from me." But she was joking. She back in her jokingly. So she's a mess too. She's a mess too. And she don't know why she's acting that way. I know why she was acting that way. "Get away from me." And she was like pushing him away. And he thinking she's joking. The reason why she was acting that way when the scene came back on is because she's waiting. And she's weeding because she really like him. That's why she's doing those actions. Let's repeat. She still like him. She really like him. That's why they fool a lot. And they played before. You see? Because she liked him. And she probably remember that. That's why she's weeding in and out and get away from me and acting like, you know, flippant, but she's still around because she is waiting and giving him the opportunity to apologize. She kept giving him the opportunity to apologize. And that's where that apology would have set flame. Set wind. Let's say it that way. That's where that apology would have set wind and healed the house. Healed the show. It's with her. If he apologized and show her that he won't do or call her out her name no more or go crazy, that would have set wind in the entire house and they would have been like, she kept giving him the opportunity. That's why she was acting that way. Little does she know, the subconscious of her was like, I need this apology. But didn't tell her, her conscious self, that's what she's doing. Okay? So maybe he was showing apologetic behavior, but he did not apologize. Meaning, go back and fix it. My dreamers, this is where we're going with this. We are grown people. If you did something wrong, if it's a lot of people against you, that means there's a lot of realities against you. You see what I'm saying? If they was there and they witnessed it, okay? It's not just like this one person spreading lies. Okay, I understand that. That's why in season one, you see, they were just spreading things about this one guy. And you can be on his side or root for him. That's why when he came out in the reunion, people cheered for him. Because it did look like 20 against 1. And that's why he sat in a position right next to the hosts against the guys. He was in a position of power, just like New York, from I Love New York. You know, they put him there because they're the black sheep, different, you see, and they own up to it. They real with it. We like them there. But here, he just fucked everything up. And all he needed to do was apologize. And we seen how he acted. And I even wanted him gone. Watching as a viewer, I even wanted him gone. But that was really wrong. What he said to the one-armed lady. That was so wrong. That done it for me right there. Well, it been done for me because I'm a gay person. And I was uncomfortable and did not like women called that many bees. Okay. So, anywho. So, where we at? So, all he needed to do was apologize. But that moment, so he went left, crossed the line with her. And this is good. Now, this is powerful. This is real powerful. The friend tried to intervene. And usually the friend makes these really awkward, doesn't make sense jokes in his confessionals. He's a little loony. He's a little dingy, okay? But I think he uses that just to be funny and comedic. He's that comedic person. That's why he does that. But he didn't want to lose his friend. And probably deep down he knows him. But he was one of the last people to be like, hey, you need to change your behavior. What he was saying makes sense. You're scaring everyone at the house. Please stop. All he was doing and saying, and he just went on his level and was real, because usually he's theatrical and comedic, but there he was making sense. It was kind of weird. You're being this away, it's scaring the people, making people upset, And this is good. The women eventually gonna have to give you roses, and you made all the women mad. So Chad was like, fuck all them. This is good. Let me go there. This is some lessons here. Season one, and this one here, he did it more stronger. That season of his Bachelor, The Bachelorette, and this season, he did it stronger here. Whereas he talked shit behind everybody back. You see, but in the season with The Bachelorette, they did not know what he was saying. But here, what he was saying eventually trickled outwards, especially when he was drinking. And it did it in day one. So what I'm saying here is, and this is good, that's why he had all the guys against him there and all the people against him here, which is said in the dark will come out in action, in how you behave, and what you say, and how you say it. Be careful what you say in the dark. He used to be like, well, I just said that on camera. You see, I just said that on camera. I didn't say that in front of your faces. But how you act and how you treat them, it's going to be based off what you think of them from your subconscious and what you say behind them, behind their back. You see what I'm saying? What's said in the dark, that's why, you see, he feels that. I genuinely believe in his physical shoes, he feels that way when he see him, when he said it. Now he's going to feel that way when he see him. And that's why he acts disrespectful. That's another point. So, this is good. The friend, the Canadian guy, was his last. Because the Canadian guy has respect for him and he's his friend, he was that last bridge. Because guess what? If he said, okay, I'm going to change when the Canadian guy, his friend, intervene. If he decided to change there, guess what? That would have been a good win. Remember I said win? Or you can think of it like fire. You got, because he's in connected. Little do you know, you're connected. Let's repeat that. The Canadian guy, he's goofy. He can be a little ass. He can be, his jokes are a little, but at least he's of a light. You know, the girls think he's a little wacky. Okay. But over time, but they accept him. In other words, they know him. So even him, if Chad be like, you know what? This is good. All the friend wanted him to do was calm down. And at that point, because Chad is such a, not beloved, but a crucial part of this season, things could have simmered down and calmed down. You see, let's repeat. If Chad calmed down, things would have calmed down. And the consequence that I'm about to get to wouldn't have happened. Okay? So this is good. People bring the experience. People bring the experience. That's one of my quotes. This is real powerful. I gotta hurry up and end this. We're in here 19 minutes long. This is powerful. So Chad was angry and upset. He done escalated with that intervention and was trying to fight Canadian friend. Okay? Try to fight him to the point in where Canadian friend, you know, was like, this is too much even for me. And it just was a scene whereas Chad pushed him out of the way. Okay? And basically, he cussed out then the staff. You know what I mean? He cussed out the staff and everybody else that went in the house, and Chad is laid there drunk. And then the embarrassing thing is the viewers watching for that redemption, because I liked them in that Bachelor. They kind of screwed him because they made it look like, or maybe he did, poop his pants while he was just laid out there drunk. The show, the staff that he cussed out, and they didn't even put that, they were nice enough not to put that in the footage. They embarrassed him. He just laid out there drunk and he pooped his pants. Okay, so the next day, Chris Harrison, or I guess the host, you know, I can't even get through the episode. It's so, I don't feel bad for him. My dream is, look at that. I don't feel bad for him. Chris Harrison says, we need you to leave the show today. So he went back to, now he want to apologize to Lace. She gave you every opportunity. That, and then she didn't say that. She just didn't accept it. But as the viewer, I'm thinking, she gave you every opportunity to apologize. Now when you're threatened to get kicked off the show, now you want to apologize. And you can see Miss Blonde Girl smiling. Miss One-On Blonde Girl is smiling. She's happy. And everybody else is silent. They about to get his ass off the show, and ain't nobody going to defend him because he was an ass to everybody. And this is good. I think I remember seeing the cutscene. Chris Harrison is probably the producer. You know what I mean? I have a feeling he's the producer. Chris Harrison is the only barrier between him and getting off the show. If he apologized to Chris Harrison, Chris Harrison probably would say, apologize to all the guys, because he did that last season on The Bachelorette. Apologize to everybody. And we need to see this behavior. And they probably would allow it, because he's such a strong figment of the show. But guess what? My dream was, he cussed out Chris Harrison. Say, F him. That was the last intervention. And I know Chad done got sent home. My dream was, these people are part of the experience. And he's screwing up each and every bridge and cussing everybody out. So everybody's like, screw you. Then he goes to the next person and he says, screw you. And then they say, screw you. And he got to go to the next. You see what I'm saying? He's failing all of his tests. He's getting tested with his anger and his patience. And he's losing control everywhere he's tested. And that's why he's getting sent his ass back home so quick in day two. Okay, my dreamers, I want you to pass your test. Okay? Like I said in that piece, you are grown. So if you did something wrong that's against your morals and your code, they're telling you, you did this wrong, I feel hurt. And even guys, he called guys who come to him and be vulnerable, you hurt my feelings, I did not like this, he called them pussies, insensitive. That's just them being real with you you see, this is good. Before they do an action, you see. Before they talk to producers. This is good. It's like they gave him the chance to apologize before they did an action. People give you a chance to make it up to them, to fix it, before they do an action. My dreamers, fix it. Be grown. Be a man about it. The big thing about Chad is he don't apologize. Okay? He don't take anything back. What he does, ain't nothing wrong with it. It's nothing wrong. He feels like it's nothing wrong with what I do. You see? And he's leaving people hurt. My dreamers, don't be the type of person when you go around people, you need to uplift people. Be the light. They smile when they see you. Don't be the type of person that hurt people. They just hurt. They're disappointed. They're sad. They're crying. Every person that came across his path is either crying. The dudes are mad. This is good. The dudes, they're good men. They just avoid them. You notice on both seasons when it's like every guy would step up and be like, okay, I'm gonna give you a chance because I don't know you, and he would disrespect them. So most guys just avoided him, didn't talk to him, you see. And a lot of guys would just be like, I have a problem with you here. He made a problem with them. You see. But anywho, people have different reactions, you see. And it's a consequence to what he done did to them, you see. So it's like every person came to him and he just exploited it, said something negative to him. Everywhere he went, people was hurt. Down to the cameraman, to the staff, to Chris Harrison, the producer. Okay? And I think he's humble enough to say he's just the host, not the producer. Okay? He cussed them out. When you cuss out people, they're gonna do an action. You know, he think his castmates don't have no power. So, but if a lot of them get together, have the same understanding, and they talk to the producer, you see what happens. You see what I'm saying? But anywho, so that is this message. You know what I mean? Take lessons from this. Don't be an ass. Don't walk through life and everywhere you go, you hurt people. And this is good. He don't care. He don't care. And some people just have an opinion, and he just drop a bomb on him. This is good. He made me mad. It's no coming back for what he said about that one-armed chick. I wouldn't even have thought of that horrible thing he done said to her. I was done with him when what he said to that one-armed chick. Okay? I wouldn't even thought of that. That was so mean. You know not to say that. I wouldn't even have thought of that. That's how good I am. He said, oh, okay. But anywho, but they gave him a lot of times for redemption after that. Opportunity to apologize after that. Heck, I think she it was out there probably the next day, healed a little bit, whereas he could apologize to her. That was a big one. So if he apologized to her, maybe he would have they'd be like, okay, maybe he's changing. Maybe we're going to see. Maybe we'll hang out with him. Because that would have been a big move if she forgave him. But he didn't do none of the above. But anywho, so that is this message. I'm being here. This long message. So my name is Hurricane Chad. He just came in and it was fine until he got drunk And he just hurt everybody. And because he hurt everybody, the next day, right away, he got sent home. Chris Harrison, the producer, was his last test. And as I can see the previews, he cussed him out. He said, fuck him. All the people, and this is good. He could have showed, it was two people who went on a date. You see, he could have showed good things to them, and they could have probably, well, I want to see you. I don't know, be you. Every person, he was a test, and he failed every test. He said, fuck all the tests. To the last test, which was Chris Harrison, said, fuck him, and literally, and now he's sent home. My dream is, I want you to pass your test. He would have got a blessing, probably some more money. You know what I mean? Because he was the America wanted that redemption story from him. You see? And if he was redeemed, took that second chance, you see, he would have got a blessing. He probably would have won the show. Because the producers would have orchestrated for him to win. Because they're going to want him to stay. Because that's a good story. It's being produced. That's a good story that's being produced. And he said, fuck all that. You know, all the girls would have probably gave him a chance. If he respected the girls, at the least. They would have kept giving a rose because they wanted to see him. Remember, I told you they wanted to see him. You see, he would have made it to the end. And this is good. If he's shown, because deep down, like in that first season, he got that sweet side. That his mom passing recently, that would have made the girl swoon emotionally. You see, and he would have made it to the end. The producers would have backed him to make it at the end. And if he didn't win and got the final rose, he would have won in life. Because America be like, wow, that's an amazing story. Anywho, I'm done with this. I hope you received. Pass your test. Be grown. If you make a big mistake, this could, don't make mistakes like he does. And if you make a mistake, be grown, be a man, be a woman about your shit, and apologize, and you will get your blessing. This is good. You see, everything is in consequence of what we do. You see, when you're good, you get good back. You see, when you're bad and you're horrible, you disappoint people, you see, then they're going to do the action. Then they're not going to like you. Then they may sabotage, depending on the person. This is good. You cuss out the staff, you cuss out the producer, that's why your ass off the show. The consequence of his actions. And all he had to do was not do it, number one. And if he did it, apologize. Meaning took it back. Fix it. He would have fixed it. And he would have remained on that show. And then this is good. If he just kept passing his tests, he would have made it to the top of the show. He would have won. America would, he would have been America's, this is good. If he lasted to maybe top three, I'm pretty sure. And then this is good. If Chris Harrison liked him, the producers like him, the staff like him, the people like him, the casting, the people in the cast like him, I believe that would have made him a bachelor. That would have made him the bachelor. They were prepping him to be the bachelor. But he said, fuck all that. Fuck all those people. You see, those people would have been his stepping stone to greatness. My dreamers, don't screw that up by saying, screw all those people. the people bring. Just like I told you, I gave you details. The people bring the experience. Hope you received it. This was 35 minutes long. Powerful. Peace.